Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say, 'I am king.' For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some of you probably heard the old story about the two chickens and the little pig named Pinky, who lived on a nice little farm run by a sweet and wonderful old man they called Farmer John. And they were very grateful to Farmer John for all he did for them, and as Christmas approached, they wanted to give him a special gift to show that appreciation. The chicken suggested they could give him a special meal of ham and eggs. And before Pinky the pig could say anything, a vote was taken and quickly passed 2-1. It was democracy in action. I'm sure most of you see the problem here. The chicken simply gave a couple eggs to the meal, where poor Pinky the pig gave his all, his very life. I think in general most would agree with me when I say democracy is a wonderful thing, and it's certainly one of the great strengths of our nation. But even democracy can have its problems and its pitfalls. And as Christians, there's a hidden danger in democracy for us. Today in our church, we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King, King of the universe. You may not realize this, but if you follow Christ and are members of his church, you actually no longer live in a democracy. As Christians, first and foremost, we are all to be called, we are all should consider ourselves citizens of the kingdom of God. And that kingdom is an absolute monarchy. God is the ultimate sovereign and ruler of the kingdom and all who live within it. And that means that the only decision you and I have to make is decide whether to follow our God and King. And after that, we really never get another vote. Because as subjects of our King, we owe him our total allegiance and obedience. And that, brothers and sisters, is a very hard thing for those of us who have lived and breathed the air of democracy for all of our lives. Our freedom allows us to do what we want and when we want and the way we want. Our democratic freedom is so much a part of our cultural DNA that most of us who live in a Western-style democracy don't even realize the danger we are in. But there is a danger, and that danger is very real. For in the name of freedom, we tend to marginalize God and act if we are the master of our own lives and our own fate. We choose to ignore the commandments and the mandates of Scripture and God's church. Our first two readings today are apocalyptic. They challenge us to be dreamers, to be visionaries, to imagine what it would be like if our entire world really was the kingdom of God. The second reading from Revelation tells us that we'd be a people free from all sin. I hope that we can agree that a world free of sin would truly be an amazing place. Imagine the news without a murder to talk about, a theft to report on, a lie from a politician to talk about. Imagine no reports of people living without heat, no stories about children abandoned or abused. Imagine nothing on the news about racism, no political division. Imagine a world where there's no abortion clinics, and no one is hungry, no one is homeless, and most important of all, no one is unloved. This is what the kingdom of God would look like. But we can never make the kingdom of God in our world unless we each make it a reality in our own lives. Jesus tells us the kingdom of God is within us. And the kingdom of God may indeed be within us, but how often do we give up control and bow to our King? For we love to be into control and have the freedom to do as we please. But is it really freedom that we are protecting? Once more, I think, if we're honest, we'll call it what it really is. For it's our own fear that prevents us from living fully in the kingdom of God. Fear that prevents us from living and sharing the truth of the gospel. We have been born and raised in a culture that places the highest possible value on our freedom to decide what we want. And that includes deciding who's in charge. In fact, democracy is built within it the notion that we have the right to select our leaders and reject any ruler that the majority does not like. And in the best of circumstances, democracy protects people against the tyrants or complete incompetence, people who would bring ruin on our people and on our nation. But at its worst, it means that we, the people, actually have the right to vote even God out of our lives. And as a Catholic, your first reaction would be to think, well, I would never vote God out of my likes. But while you may never take the formal vote, I'm afraid that you and I often do just that by making everyday decisions where we fail to submit to our King. This misguided idea of freedom and getting my own way thing goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, where they rejected God and His law. Satan convinced them that by eating the forbidden fruit, they would become like God, and that they would rise to some new level of power, a new level of freedom. And for the first time, we saw democracy in action, and it was not a very pretty thing. Adam and Eve did not want to submit, even to God. And the truth is, most of the time, neither do any of us. Yet, that is what we're called to do. We try to justify our failure to submit, arguing that it threatens our freedom and to think and behave as we want to. We have convinced ourselves that our submission limits our control, threatens our individual rights. But I would suggest that our failure to submit to our God and King is what really threatens us. For it's our own misguided decisions that make us so unhappy. Those same decisions also threaten our entrance into heaven. We were created to be in a loving relationship with our God and King, a relationship where He sits on the heavenly throne and He is in control. But we resist. We want that control. And Satan convinces us to grab the wheel, so to speak. And when we do that, we create many more stops, twists, and turns on the road to salvation. Thank goodness our heavenly King allows us to make a few U-turns along the way. But every time we make a democratic choice without considering our faith and our Lord and King, we enslave ourselves to our own wants and our own desires. Today in the gospel, we heard Pilate ask Jesus if He was a king. He replied, "You say that I am king." Can each of you say with conviction that Jesus is the King of your lives? Does He rule your thoughts, your actions? Do you totally give yourself over to Him? Many of us are just like our friends, the two little chickens, who are willing to give up just a little bit while expecting others to give their all. But remember, this is not a democratic election. None of us can sneak into heaven on the coattails of another. For today is the last Sunday of our liturgical year. Next Sunday, a new church year begins with the season of Advent as we begin our preparations to welcome our King as He is born. So today is a perfect time for a New Year's resolution. Resolve to recognize God as your King, not just when you're here in church, but wherever you may be. Are you willing to give Him your all? For your King is right here, arms open wide, awaiting you. It's your decision, and I pray that we may all choose wisely.